Welcome to Halby Zero. This is Joey, your host for this evening and your Globe and Crown potentate. It is 3 a.m. The reason that I am up is because I could not sleep. It's one of those weird nights. I didn't have any caffeine all day. I didn't eat anything weird. I didn't have any cool parties or anything to go to. I went to bed at 10 and then I got up at 11. And I've just been up for 4 hours reading Bruce Lee comics from 1994. I can't go to sleep, so I thought I would just make a quick Halby Zero and talk about books, because I love books. You probably love books if you subscribe to this podcast. How do you find new stuff? I don't know, man. I just wanted to make an observation that the more that we have algorithms to figure out what kind of TV shows we like or what products we want, the less chance we have to get outside of what we think we like and to find other kinds of stuff that we like. So I have a few suggestions on how you can expand your literary horizons to find new stuff and also to maybe deepen relationships and have cool lives. So my friends at work, a lot of us are big time readers, and we decided one cool thing to do would be to have a book exchange in the office. So we all, on an appointed day, brought in a bunch of books that we liked but maybe weren't going to keep, or maybe we thought some of our friends would like. So we just laid them out all on the table. It was like 20 books or 30 books or something. It wasn't 30, it was 20 books. And then we each kind of got to go around white elephant style and pick books that we like. And some of us just, you know, brought books, and whoever wanted them, or other ones were like, hey, I think maybe you'd like this, or your significant other would like this. So that was a pretty fun way to get new books, one for free, and two from your buddies. And three, it means people don't have to sell stuff at half price to get a dollar back for it or whatever. But it's a good way to like declutter, keep your bookshelves fresh, and also get new stuff from your friends, which was pretty fun. If you're going to do that, I would suggest maybe lay a ground rule like beforehand that people can't judge their friends for what books they bring. I think sometimes there's a feeling that you have to bring like cool books or unique books or something, but people just like what they like. And so if you bring in books, maybe your friends will get a chance to read them. Maybe they're books they wouldn't have normally read. And that's cool, because it's a chance for you to expand your horizons. And that's also a fun thing to do in your lunch break. Another thing that's been cool lately that I've experienced in my own life to either get books or give books is I'm doing the KonMari method of tidying my house. If y'all know this book that was like real big 3 years ago by Marie Kondo, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Basically, the idea is you only keep items in your house if they spark joy for you. So between our minimalist podcast on Globe and Crown Radio from season 1 and this little exercise of kind of tidying the house to only keep what we love, I ended up getting rid of about half my books again, which, you know, I did couple years ago, and then I did again. It was not a painful process at all, because there are some things I love and some it's time for those books to move on to someone else. So instead of just boxing them up and taking them to half price books and getting like $14 for all these books that I love but just don't really want, you know, my time's done with them, I posted them all on Facebook and like a series of pictures and posts and gave them away for free to anybody that I'm Facebook friends with that wanted them. That is really fun, because one, it gets the books out of the house, so you only have the ones that currently spark joy. Like Marie Kondo says, you want your house to be about the person you are and are becoming instead of the person maybe that you were. So it gets those books out of the house. Two, your friends get free books and you get to give them a present. Three, you get to see your friends. So some of the books I gave away were to people I hadn't actually talked to in years in person. It was a fun excuse to get together. If you've ever read The Hobbit, one of the Tolkien book, one of the things that hobbits did was on their birthday, they give other people presents instead of receiving presents. And that's actually pretty fun, because it gives you a chance to show how much you love your friends. So posting all your books on Facebook, and then your friends get to get free books from you and get to hang out with you, which a lot of times we, you know, keep up with people and the internet, but we don't actually get to see them. So that's a fun way to do that. And then another way to get books that you wouldn't normally get because they're outside of your algorithm on Amazon is just randos. Just go to a bookstore and then whatever was a pick for one of the staffers, then just try one of those books out and maybe you'll like it. What's the worst thing that could happen is you own a book that you can hand off to somebody else and maybe they'll like it. There's nothing wrong with that. One of the ways that I found some of my favorite books was me and Nate of Globe and Crown Radio fame. We found this list on the internet of the 100 best sci-fi books of all time, and we just started working our way through the list. A lot of them we had never heard of before. Some of the books that came out of those ended up being some of my all-time favorite books. It's just kind of a random way to find things. It doesn't really have anything to do with you, but like I think the New York Times has a list of like the best novels ever. So you could just go through those, or if you like genre books, go through the best sci-fi, things like that. Those are my tips on finding stuff you might not normally like, but not only do you find cool books, but you can also give away books. You can get to know your friends on a different level, and you can give stuff to people, which is always fun. What else do you need to know? Oh, there was a quote. There is a book called The Little Paris Bookshop. It came out probably a couple years ago. I read it a year or two ago, but it's about this guy who has a barge floating around in Paris. His barge is just a bookstore. So you come in, you walk around, and instead of being a normal bookstore, the guy who owns it calls himself the book apothecary. And here's the quote about what he does. A book is both medic and medicine at once. It makes a diagnosis as well as offering therapy. Putting the right novels to the appropriate ailments, that's how I sell books. So that's kind of how that guy operates. And I thought that was a cool idea. So you can do that with your workbook club or your Facebook group where you just decide, I'm going to send all these books. Hey, there's an idea, a Facebook group. You can make one with your friends and you can all just exchange books for free without having to buy stuff. That's a great idea. I just thought of that right now. You're welcome. Okay, it's 3:14 now. By the time I edit this and get it up, it'll be probably 3:45. I hope that you all have a lovely weekend. And football is starting soon. That's good. I think that's everything I want to tell y'all. Be kind to one another, love each other, and read books and make art and leave the world better than you found it. Cheers.